This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. If your image of dinosaurs was formed in elementary school, it's probably out of date. All those illustrations and models with grayish, brownish, scaly, leathery skin could be completely wrong. We have fossils and forensics to envision the shape and scale of dinosaurs, but no remaining samples of skin. We only recently learned that many dinosaurs had feathers, and now scientists are finding clues about another feature that until now we've just had to imagine: color. Caitlin Kaliri is a paleontology PhD student at Virginia Tech, where she's studying the preservation and degradation of biomolecules. She's lead author on a recent study exploring diagenetically altered melanin in exceptionally preserved fossils, or what color dinosaurs really were. Caitlin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, that's a mouthful I've just gone through, beginning with diagenetically altered melanin. Now, what does that mean and what does it tell us about color?
Well, melanin is the pigment that we find in pretty much every hair color you can imagine. So black, brown, blonde, gray, and red. And there are two different types of melanin. There's eumelanin and there's pheomelanin. Eumelanin is a black pigment and pheomelanin is a red pigment. And we find traces of altered melanin in these fossils that we were studying, which allows us to tell you what color they were.
So that would mean the melanin that sort of decomposed onto the fossils, or do you actually have remnants of skin?
Well, we find these fossils that are exceptionally preserved. So they do preserve skin, and more importantly for this study, they preserved feathers and they preserved fur or hair. So that's what we were looking at. And you actually find preserved in the feather and the hair these structures called melanosomes. And melanosomes are the organelles that contain melanin, and they're preserved in the fossils, and we find melanin preserved in conjunction with those structures.
So what does that preserved melanin reveal?
Well, biologists know a lot about what animals do based on what color they are. So we can now, by looking at color, make inferences regarding what sort of environment they lived in, how they protect themselves, and how they communicate with one another. So we can really get a better picture of what animals looked like that are no longer around.
How precise is that picture?
Well, it's getting even more precise now that we have these methods of looking at color. And I think that it'll continue to improve now that we have these ways of looking at it. But looking at melanin, you only get a range of the colors that you see in hair. So there's another way of finding color, which is structural color. And this method doesn't really cover that, although we found that melanosomes are preserved in the shape and the pattern that you would expect them to be preserved in like iridescent feathers, for example. So we're getting a better idea of what structural color could tell us about from the fossil record as well.
So you say range of color. So I'm curious if you can give us some kind of comparative color combinations for dinosaur skins or outer layers that you've discovered.
Well, we were looking at a lot of different animals, and the fossils that we looked at, the two bats that we described their color, have been getting a lot of attention. So there are these two bats that are about 50 million years old, and by looking at their fur that was preserved, we found that they were brown, which is sort of what you would expect, but just the fact that we can get this information from a fossil is really quite extraordinary still.
What kind of conditions need to be present for these molecules to be preserved?
It's not common in the fossil record to find this type of preservation. That's why they call it exceptional preservation. And it depends, but it's definitely something that isn't the norm.
All right, so brown for this bat makes sense for me, as you said. But, you know, can we imagine, I don't know, zebra prints, Barney purple on dinosaurs?
Well, we can definitely use these methods to look at color patterns as well. So that's something that we'll be hopefully doing in the future when it comes to looking at fossil color, is looking at how animals were patterned. But like I said, we can't detect Barney purple, and I don't know that I would really expect that from dinosaurs.
It's not a lot of grape-colored species out there, are there?
No, not that I can think of, no.
Well, so how are these more recent renderings of dinosaurs different than the ones that you might have learned about when you were a kid, or different than the big models at the Natural History or Science Museum?
I think feathers are the main difference, really. When I was a kid, dinosaurs were portrayed as these big, lumbering, brown and green, scaly creatures. And now that we know, and now that we find dinosaurs preserved with feathers, that's really changed a lot of like how I perceive them and how a lot of people do. And it's really great for this method also because you find these melanosomes preserved in feathers, so it really will help us determine the colors of dinosaurs even better.
So more like giant birds than giant lizards.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, think of an ostrich.
Well, paleontologists, that's a pretty specific kind of field. I mean, you have to really know what you're going for. How did you end up in this field?
It was actually a bit of a windy road. My mother swears that I was leading expeditions in my backyard when I was 3 years old. But I wasn't one of those kids that was really excited about dinosaurs. It didn't happen until a lot later for me. And I studied anthropology for my undergrad because I was just interested in evolution in general. And then I went on a field trip during my undergrad to the La Brea Tar Pits, and that got me started thinking about paleontology. And then I was lucky enough to go out on two field expeditions once I graduated with the Los Angeles Museum of Natural History. And we went out to Utah and we dug up dinosaurs, and that was it for me, really.
Your research is kind of a breakthrough in the way that we understand how dinosaurs looked. You know, now they have feathers. They could be of very different colors than we imagined. Is the science of figuring out what dinosaurs look like just getting better, or is it just building upon itself?
Well, I think that as technology improves, we're really able to extract information from the fossil record that we didn't even know was there. So that's something that I'm personally really excited about. And we have to remember that, dinosaurs, extinct animals, aren't just these stone statues that decorate museums. We're actually able to extract biological information from them, which help us reconstruct the environments that they lived in and what their lives were like. So it's really exciting.
Well, Caitlin, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Caitlin Kaleri, she's a PhD student at Virginia Tech, and she's lead author of a recent study exploring diagenetically altered melanin in exceptionally preserved fossils. English for that would be what color dinosaurs were. You can find more on that study at wordofmouthradio.org.